Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in Perek Yud, the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. So what we've been discussing, is the balance of Lo Sagru Mipnayish and the categorical prohibition against saying, Daili Leos Kiploni, or as the Meir Simcha pointed out, based on the Tosefta in Perek Gimel of Sanhedrin, that Daili Eved Leos Kirabo, it's Nisid Araisa of, Lo Siya, Acharei Rabim, Lo Sagur Mipnayish, Amitvar Shaker Tirchak. Meidach, he says, we saw in Halacha Bey, is that he had no senes, that the needs of honesty are such that if you recognize that, your logic of clemency was insufficient, it did not withstand scrutiny, so Bishas Gemar Din, then one is not only permitted, but one is obligated to be choser, because, the needs of truth are the needs of truth, and one shouldn't, stake out one's position and hold it at all costs. On the contrary, we spoke about the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, the idea that Shiva Dvarim B'Chachan, one of them is Moda Al Ha'emes. So the next halach on the Rambam deals with the idea, which has been part of our discussion really for the last two prakim, of Melamed Zchus is not Chozer, Melamed Chova. Talmud Shahaya Mizake Umeis Roino Soki Iluhu Mizake Bim Mekomo, which is a fascinating idea. He's no longer living, Bishas, Gemar Din, and yet the fact that he was Mizake counts, right, in terms of being Mitztarif, as the Radvaz notes, to those who are Mizakin, and the same would not be true by inference for those who are Mechayev. But if a person only, sort of suggested that he was going in that direction, Amarachad Yishli, Lamed Zchus, Vinishtatek, and it's anything, Omeis Kodem She Lamed Zchus, or Limed Zchus, V'yomar Meis Atam Mizaka, Hareza Kamisha Eno. So that's the next halacha here in the Rambam, that it all depends on the person having been a Lamed Zchus. So, of course, this is a very fascinating idea. It's perhaps an even greater manifestation of our asymmetry within the world of Dinei Nefashos towards being Mizaka, as opposed to being mechayev, even greater than the idea that you need a rove of two, lo siachari rabim liraos, that one has to have at least a majority of two to trigger a gemar din lechova. Right, so that's a very impressive halacha relative to a majority of one, or even a draw when it comes to the Beis Din Hagadol, where we can't have hosafas adayanim, as we've spoken about, and therefore, we'll say Nizdakin Hadin and Potrinoso. So you need a much greater majority for Dinei Nefashos to be Mechayiv. So here what we're saying is if somebody was in Mechayiv but just, didn't survive, so that would not be, Min HaMechayivin, but vice versa. The person is indeed, Min HaMizakin, which is a very impressive thing. Now, this is not dealt with here in the Rambam, but one can't help but wonder. Right, Perek Tes, Halach Aleph, we saw that if everybody is Mechayev, so in any kind of Dinei Nefashos case, so then by definition, there's an exoneration because, we're afraid. What about Vehitzilu Ha'eda? There needs to be an argument that's being made on behalf of the individual. So what would we say about this situation, about a case where you had 22 who were prepared to be Mechayev and one who was Melamed Zchus, and then he dies? Would we say, we really have somebody, because somebody introduced an argument, to be Mizaka. So that would be ironic because this halacha would then sort of be turned on its head. We want the person to be considered alive for purposes of, exonerating he who stands in the docket, Bedine Nefashos. But if this were true, that he could be Kaman De'isa despite the fact that he's dead, right, if it's Kaman De'isa, Dami is still present, so then you don't have, 22 against 0, you have 22 against 1, and then you can actually be Mechayev him on the basis of Rov. So would that be true? My personal instinct is that it seems highly unlikely to me, for two reasons. Number one, internally, the whole point of having at least one person who's Mizaka, even against 22 Mechayevin, is that he can argue the case, right, and causes everybody to think about it. So if the guy's not there anymore, you could argue, all right, he may have stated his case, but it's not like he's there to represent it. So maybe there's an internal deficiency. Moreover, just as an inference in language of the Radvaz, the person is considered Kaman De'isa with respect to, being mitzaref to those who are, mizakin. But in terms of being utilized for any purposes of chiyuv, right, it seems highly unlikely that we would just consider it kamandalei sadamya on that basis. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up with halacha hey tomorrow.